high school graduation, I got on a plane. At the graduation was in Vermont. I got on a plane to go to Seattle, where I met a skipper, fisherman, Norwegian dude at the airport, got on his boat, and the next 5 days navigated up to Alaska. We had barrels of diesel on the boat, we made, and it was awesome, amazing, and totally different story. In Alaska, I proceeded to make an enormous amount of money for an 18-year-old, and I still had, and at the end of the summer, I still had 5 months before I started college. So, knowing I had an aunt and uncle in Kenya, I decided to go visit them and hang out, use their place as a home base, and travel around and explore. So I got on the plane in Nairobi, outside of Nairobi, where they lived. They had a sweet spot. I could get on a plane, I could get on a train, and I just got to see a lot of Kenya then. Well, one night we watched the movie Ghost in the Darkness, which is about the train track they built through Tsavo National Park where everyone gets eaten by lions. Great movie. But that train is there, and you can take it. It's an overnight train, and it's old wooden, bar, old wooden eatery, cabin, little bunk bed rooms. Really cool historic train that you can take to the coast, to the city of Mombasa. And on that train, I met Dennis, who was an Australian doctor without borders, who has been working in Sudan, which is one of the sketchiest places you could probably be. And then Maureen, who was a Scottish Middle Eastern oil baroness. And we met there, we had dinner together and decided to spend the next week of our vacations just hanging out. So Dennis, who's coming from Sudan, fearless guy, awesome guy, but very fearless and maybe didn't make the best decisions, you will see. We end up an hour south at Tiwi Beach, which is a little beachy area where this old Swedish lady has a little resort with some cabins and a central dining building. We meet her, she gives us an orientation and gives us three rules during the orientation. One, do not walk into town. Two, don't go out on the beach at nighttime. And three, don't leave your beverages unattended anywhere in the vicinity. So later that day, we realized we needed some supplies. And we try to find her to get a taxi to go into town. She's nowhere to be found. So Dennis is like, let's just go. We'll make it. We'll be fine. Like, all right, we follow Dennis into town. Rule number one, right? Broken. So we go in. We got about a 3-4 mile walk. We go through this little village where there's kids running around, kicking soccer balls, ladies are hanging laundry, and the kids are all touching our hair like they do in Africa. And we make it to the past this town, smiles on our face, like, that was easy. Get to the store, buy some supplies, and head back. We get to that little town, and it is completely silent. You could, hear doors creaking in the wind. We're like, what is going on here? And a couple hundred feet down the road, 5 guys carrying clubs and sticks step out into the road who are obviously going to do us harm. So Dennis picks up a rock, hands it to me with that look my coach gives me before I might have to go out and fight somebody on the ice rink. and I'm feeling this panic, this adrenaline. And at that moment, Swedish old lady drives by in a VW Bug, honks the horn, berates us, like, I told you guys not to walk through here, and takes us back safely to the village. Well, a day later, we had a great day on the beach, hanging out. We were eating dinner, we finished dinner, and we did kind of go out at dusk to just see what the beach is, what's up over there. We're number two, right? And we hear this house music down the beach, and we know there's a club called the Shock Attack right down that way. It's actually 6 miles down the beach. So Dennis is like, let's go. So again, we follow Joe Dennis towards this house music where we're going to have a great time. We end up at this river that that we have to swim across. It's as wide as this room. Later, learning that it's inhabited with saltwater crocs. Like, it's not unknown to see big saltwater crocs in there. We make it, get across. It's high tide now from during the day, so like another mile later, we get completely cliffed out and it's pitch dark at this point. And we have to hike up into the jungle above the ocean where I full well know there's black mambas all over the place because the groundskeeper showed me all these pictures of the black mambas that they had captured. So we have about probably only 150 yards to go through this jungly area to miss these cliffs. But every stick I'm stepping on, or I'm panicking. I think I'm about to get like killed by a mama, by a big snake. We make it through that. Just ripped up, torn, we're wet. We finally make it to the shark attack. Yeah. sitting there, drinking beer, just like not looking the part. Like we are muddy, dirty, wet. I'm bleeding. I think my arm is like cut open. We get a ride back. To we beach the attack from a taxi. So that was good. Dennis heads off, he has to go back to work. Maureen and I find ourselves further south, and we go on a fishing boat, catch some fish, bring it back to this little like restaurant bar spot, and we bring the fish there, they feed us and feed the locals there, and we're sitting around drinking with them. Maureen goes to the bathroom at one point. I go across the street to the beach where some people were like hanging out fishing. Rule number 3, right? Don't leave your drinks unattended. Well, we meet back at the table. She takes one sip of her beer, doesn't want it, hands it to me. I finish it, and we need to get back. And we are immediately just nauseous and drowsy and like have obviously drinking something wrong, right? We've been refused. So we make it back to our rowboat shuttle that's going to take us to this across the bay, and we make it. We make it eventually, and we're pass out. Next morning, we're sitting at the breakfast table, like thanking our lucky stars, and it just occurs to me, and I've learned this lesson through and through life, is just to heed the advice of the people who have your best interests in mind. Yeah.